Hey, what's up, guys? It's Michael, the host of the Dental Marketer Podcast.
And this is Drew Sparks, founder of Swell. And we're going to talk about how to create an outstanding patient experience and how to leverage that online.
We're going to be covering how to get more five-star online reviews.
How to get more referrals from your patients.
Adjust any negative experiences.
Build stronger trust and loyalty.
Get new patients through your internal marketing.
And above all, increase your revenue.
All right, guys, so let's dive in. All right, what's up, Drew? How's it going, man?
Hey, good, Michael. What's happening today?
Good. It's finally getting colder here in California. Yesterday was 90, so that was weird.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to hear about it. Cold to you is like high 80s. What is that, like 87 degrees outside?
Dude, jeez. 87? We're not that cold. It's not Alaska here. Just kidding. Yeah. No, but that's going good.
You may have to put socks on one day.
What? No, that's... Don't speak of things like that. That's,
yeah, I'm there.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. No, but all right, man. So what snack are you munching on today?
All right. I'm following the advice of my dentist and I'm keeping it healthy. I've got some Nature Valley protein bars. They're my peanut butter chocolate Nature Valley. They're actually really good. So I highly recommend.
How much protein? Tell me yours. Really quick, how much protein do one of those have? Like,
oh, man. I don't know. I just threw my my thing away. Probably not very much. I think it's really for the label just to say that it has protein in it, and it's mostly just like peanuts and sugar. But
peanuts and sugar, what your dentist told you to stay away from, but sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, but the label says it's healthy, and it says protein, so like I feel okay about it.
Yeah. Of course. Why not? So yeah. Me... Okay, so I'm munching on watermelon, but do you ever put tajin on your watermelon? That you know, like that Mexican powder?
That's oh, like totally. Spicy? Chili powder?
Yeah, that chili powder.
Totally.
Another question. Do you eat the seeds off the watermelon or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, maybe too, but people think that's a weird thing. Like, dude, you eat seeds? So nope. I was just wondering.
Not weird.
Okay, good. Not weird at all, Michael.
Anyways, on the same page there.
That's what we're munching on, guys. So... really quick, and by the way, when I post this in either of the Facebook groups, you guys feel free to let us know what you're munching on while you're listening to this episode. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I need some more ideas to munch on. Okay, this episode, guys, we're going to be talking about how many reviews is too many reviews. I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a common question we get. If you're getting, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 reviews every single month, is there come a point where you feel like too many reviews is, or, you know, you get a bunch of reviews and that's too many and all of a sudden they look inauthentic, or, you know, you're feeling like it's being a burden on your practice? I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. Like, have you ever seen a business or a restaurant or a practice you've come across and you're like, man, that's too many reviews?
I don't know. I think if it's like a restaurant, I feel like they get a lot of, like, for example, like if it's Chili's, I'm like, okay, you guys see tons of people every week. So I would assume people are leaving, everybody thinks they're a food critic. So I would think like they're getting reviews. But if it's a dentist, I don't know, man. Sometimes I guess I would have to really read the reviews. And if it's just like, cool, awesome place, love it, right? Yeah. And it's like from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 star, right? At gmail.com, I'm like, that's not a person. You know what I mean? So I guess it just depends on the reviews. I don't know. I could be wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. It's what people fail to recognize or consider is that consumers are smart. You know, we as consumers, if we're looking for a dentist or a restaurant or a service or a dry cleaner or whatever it is, we look at reviews all the time. Like, probably more than you even consciously think, probably close to a daily basis. And so we recognize patterns of reviews, and we'll recognize if we think, we'll kind of be the judges on whether or not we think those reviews are real or authentic or genuine. And we can do that pretty quickly. So I'd say in short, no, there's never a point where too many reviews or having a lot of reviews is too many. You know, it's like asking if there's, is like having too many patients too many? Like, do you ever get to a point where your appointment requests are too many and you don't want to handle it? Like, that's a great problem to have. Yeah, that could
Yeah.
be a problem. That's a great problem to have. I'd say reviews are similar, you know? Let's say you've got 800 reviews and your next closest competitor in your local area only has 50 or 100. Why would you stop? You know, 800 reviews compared to 100 or 200 means that you are already the most credible dentist in your area. You know, why stop there? If you can get to 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 reviews, your credibility just continues to jump and you continue to pull away from your competition. And then it comes down to the consumer. You know, if I'm looking at an area and I see two dentists and one dentist has 1,200 reviews and the other one has 100, I'm first going to go to that one that has 1,200, but I'm going to start reading. Just like you said, it's like, cool, I'm not just concerned about the number of reviews. I'm going to say, hey, show me the most recent reviews. And it only takes a couple of reviews to recognize whether or not those are genuine or authentic. And I want to see, like, hey, what did somebody say about this practice yesterday? And then what did someone say about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, last week? I want to see how relevant or recent those reviews are. And yeah, based on the content of those reviews, I can easily determine whether or not those are real and authentic and coming from actual patients. Yeah, that's what I'd say. I don't think there's like a diminishing return on your reviews. It can only help if they are real and they are coming from your patients.
But dentists can buy reviews, right? Or people can buy reviews, right?
Yeah, so surprisingly, this is still a thing. You know, I think a lot of people think like, oh, that was back in the day when reviews were first starting to become relevant. There were a ton of services out there that advertised like you could pay for 50 or 100 or 1,000 reviews on Google or Facebook or wherever. Those have, you know, for the most part gone away, but there's still a thing. There's still services out there that allow you to do this. They've just become more, I guess, creative in the way that they generate reviews to try to make them look authentic, where they, you know, have teams across the world or whatever with different IP addresses and email addresses. Yeah, you know, businesses still can buy and do buy reviews. I came across one maybe a month or so ago that reached out to us, and they didn't tell us that they had bought reviews, but if you look at their reviews, I can see, you know, they had like 100 plus reviews, but they all came within a 30-day period of time. And that's it. And then if you look through them, it's like, okay, the content is like super generic. That there's no content that actually specifies their business or specific employees or anybody that works there. And so it's really easy to pick out those 100 reviews were bought. And that just immediately, I guess, I disqualifies them from any credibility for anybody looking at their reviews. So I'd say, you know, obviously, never consider that as even being a viable option. You're going to lose credibility with your patients or consumers, but Google is a lot smarter than any of us think, and any of us, like, there's no way that we can outsmart their algorithm. So if they want to find your bot reviews, they're going to, and you're ultimately going to get those deleted. And that probably means that that's going to spill over to any of your authentic reviews as well. Those will get deleted as well.
Dang. So then, I guess there is a point where it's like there is a such thing of too many reviews is bad when it comes to like not authentic reviews, right? But when it comes to like, okay, these reviews have to be, and even if it's from people, I'm assuming, right? Like they have to be not lengthy, but like it actually has to sound like a person, right? That's
Yeah.
talking about it. And then
Yep.
Swell helps out with this, right?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to just make it as easy as possible to get authentic reviews out of your patients. So we're not trying to compel anybody to leave a review that they don't want to. We're not trying to create bad or false reviews or help you know, get reviews that aren't authentic. We just want to make it as easy as possible for your patients to go and leave you an authentic review, and hopefully it's easy enough where they're not only going to just leave a 5-star review, but they're going to say a few words about their experience at your practice too. Yeah, so that's the goal. You know, it's like, let's help you get put a strategy in place. If you are trailing, if let's say you're the practice that has 100 reviews and your competition has 1,000, let's help you start competing. Let's put a strategy in place where you can start gaining authentic reviews on a consistent basis from your actual patients. And if you have that in place, like, you're going to start catching up and you're going to start competing for that top spot in your local area.
Gotcha. Awesome, guys. And everything about Swell is going to be in the show notes below. If you guys are interested in signing up with Swell CX, you guys will get an exclusive deal. So feel free to go in the show notes below or go into the Dental Marketer Society Facebook group or any Facebook group, and you'll probably see me talking about it there, or Drew. It's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, Drew. And I guess in our next episode, what we're going to be talking about is... What are we going to be talking about in our next episode? Should it be suing for bad reviews, or should it be the other one?
I don't know. Or responding. I think we talked about, should we respond to every single review? So I don't know. I'm going to think about it. Reviews? Yeah. Yeah. Both good topics.
You guys will find out. You guys will find out in the next episode which one of these we discuss. All right. So until then, we'll talk to you then.
Bye.